Voting has already started.
On to November.
This is going to be a tight race until the very end.
Fight, fight, fight.
Lifting you up.
If we don't win, I think our country is finished.
The latest every minute.
That's where I get my news.
Is here.
On the Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Right now, though, we've got our special guest in the studio, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Yes, what? It's so exciting to be with you again, Bob. After the storms, right? We all made it through, and thank God we didn't get hit too bad.
Well, I'm blaming you because you came on and we had a hurricane, then you came on again and we had another hurricane, so you need to stop that.
We're bringing the weather.
Actually, the good news is that Hurricane Milton, after the fact, Marion County, pretty fortunate
we were
to avoid at least major devastation. Give us the inside scoop.
Yeah, so I mean, as you said, we got all the. There was a few areas though, actually, that their power just got turned on Monday.
Wow.
So it was, you know, for some folks, I mean, it was quite the tragedy in regards to losing power in some of those areas, and the electric companies lost a lot of lines and a lot of, you know, substations, and that's just in Marion County. I can't even imagine. I've talked to some of my friends and commissioners, you know, down in Hillsborough and other counties, and I mean, you know, some of those places really got devastated. So, you know, I just, when I see that and I talk about that, and I know we had some problems, I know we had some power outages, I know we had some trees down and some houses, you know, hurt, but overall, we were really blessed.
You know,
and Alachua even more so, because the more north you were, the better.
The fact is, the way they have it set up to where the power companies work together and draw from all mm-hmm. over, and they're staged and all that, that is so huge. And that is a lesson that could be learned across the board, including FEMA.
Right.
But this is the difference. Yeah. And I got to give the governor a lot of credit for this. You know, the staging and getting people, you know, their power back is huge.
And we're so fortunate that the horse park, he was down at the horse park, you know, right before the hurricane,
right,
and showing the staging, Duke Energy, all the other places, all the other folks that came down, all the linemen that were there ready to go. One really cool thing that also on top, one of the reasons I just love Governor DeSantis, and in a storm, man, this guy is just phenomenal, right? You know, when you need him, I mean, he's the man, honestly. And I hate, you know, don't love everything, but I do love that. And
if he runs again, he should pick Jim Cantore as his running mate.
No doubt. But the
Weather Brothers.
The cool thing that he did was actually, listen, you know, the state of Florida is definitely a visitor state, right? And we need people back. We need people pumping money into the economy, coming to visit, you know, Tampa and all those other places. Mm-hmm. And the governor, the day before yesterday, actually put out a mandate that, listen, not only do the storm debris have to be picked up, but you need to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the next 90 days and get it done and off the streets and off of our communities so that, you know, we can open this place back up as quick as possible. Either that or you need to have a plan how you can be done in less than 90 days. Man, that's some real leadership. I'll be honest. I've never seen anything like it.
And I've seen how fast they've been clearing debris. I mean, they're working on stuff. In fact, first of all, if you've had damage to your home, what should people do? Who do they reach out to?
Yeah, so they really need to reach out and make sure that the property appraiser gets that recorded. They can go to pa.marionfl.us or they can call 352-368-8300 and make sure that you get that information registered so that our property appraiser will get that on the list and it will get to FEMA.
And so they're working in tandem with FEMA.
That's correct.
Everybody's on the same page, so to speak.
And then everybody's been calling about these pickup areas. What do I do? How does it work? You know, all those kind of things. And we do have a bunch of information on our website, so please check that out. But we also have sites open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Drop-off locations are next to the Bellevue Library, Southwest 484 over there by the new distribution for Dollar Tree, right in the sand mine that's next to that. And then off of Jacksonville Road, we have another location at 5823 Northeast Jacksonville Road. So we have a couple sites scattered all around the county. These are monitored debris sites, so you can bring your material there. That's also where we will be dumping all of the material for the storm. We'll be able to get FEMA reimbursements and then take care of it from there.
I just need some clarification. It states here, vegetative debris.
That's correct.
So that's tree branches, etc. Now, what about if you have other debris, like siding from your house came off or roof tiles or whatever?
The best thing to do is just let your contractor take care of that, or your insurance agency, whoever they send out. They're going to be able to take care of it. If you have that material, you can take it to any landfill and everything else. Where you normally take that
material. And you're
going
to get charged.
And you're going to get charged for that. The only thing that we're picking up that's FEMA reimbursable for Marion County is yard waste. Now, unlike, you know, places in Tampa and Hillsborough County and those kind of, they have both construction and demolition
debris and
wood waste from tree or yard debris, but we don't have both of those.
Okay, well, there's a denser population there, correct. So maybe that makes sense.
And they
sense.
Have a lot more storm surge flooding, which causes that construction debris to be much more than what we have.
Pulling out the wet drywall,
right.
All the flooring.
All 4 foot high,
what a
right?
nightmare.
Or,
I mean,
and some of them above.
I'm telling you, be thankful if all you had was your power out.
Have a cool infographic on our my social media and our web pages that show you how to put out your debris for roadside pickup, guys. Now, listen, this is not something you put next to the stinking mailbox, right? We have to have huge trucks come by. Grapple trucks have to be able to pick it up. We don't want to damage electric lines and all these other things. So make sure where you put it is in the right spot and not next to anything else, so we can clearly come by right off the road and pick up your material. If it's not there, we're not going to pick it up, just so you know.
Okay. All right. Well, follow the rules and everybody will get it done quickly. Groundbreaking new animal shelter. We've talked about it before, but it's coming up Thursday, October 30th.
Man, this is exciting, isn't it? I know we've been talking about this for almost over a year now. We finally got the groundbreaking coming. By December of next year, this will be a fully functional animal services location. This is a 20-acre parcel.
20 acres, that's great.
It's really great. It'll really help us through the whole future. And man, I have to give a shout out and thanks to the Roberts family for donating that property to us to allow us to have it here. They also donated that farm for the sheriff's animals, large animals. And so, man,
they're the people that own the World Equestrian Center.
Yeah, so they donated both of these properties to Marion County because they care so much about animals. And you know, you've been in the hotel before, all the dog pictures, and you know, Mrs. Roberts,
she's
phenomenal in that regard.
Everything they do it up.
We're so excited about having that. So please come join us. This is a monumental step for Marion County Animal Services.
Breast cancer awareness, that's a big thing. Everybody's wearing pink, and that's all great. But I like how you put action with it. Tell me about what you're doing for awareness.
Yeah, you know, so one of the things is getting pre-checked and pre-screened.
Yeah.
Our chairwoman, Michelle Stone, is a survivor, and she's really passionate about breast cancer awareness and getting your mammographies and the 3D mammographies. So on Wednesday, the 23rd, from 10 to 3, we'll be at the following locations. We partnered with some folks in the community at the Mary Sue Rich Center, 1824 Northwest 21st Avenue in Ocala, and the event will be open to women regardless of insurance status. So come
to all
get
women.
Your free
awesome.
3D mammographies on this day and really check, make sure you're doing good. Check yourself now and make sure you're doing well.
Yeah, stay on top of that. Lane closure, State Road 200?
Yeah, so the Florida Department is advising motorists that daytime lane closures from 200 to 27th Avenue, 301, this past Monday. The lane closures will be effective from 6 to 2, allow cars to implement safe operation. Upgrades also mean reduced vehicle conflicts and hopefully encourage safer driving speeds. Additional really safety improvements on State Road 200. We're continuing to try to make that a safer journey as we move through.
But in the meantime, there's going to be construction work.
There's a lot
people
of construction going along between 484 and 200. And, you know, the blessings of growth also come with the struggles of trying to move people around.
And the reminder, it's against the law to be on your cell phone when you're traveling through a construction zone.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, think about the safety of those around you.